Ghana is today celebrating its 53rd Republic Day anniversary. The day, which has been declared a statutory public holiday, is also used to honor senior citizens for their contributions towards the struggle for independence. We bring you a write-up on the day.
53 years ago, Ghana achieved her republic status from British rule and marked an event of profound historical and political significance. The feat implied that Ghana had the freedom to draw its own constitution and elect a president who, with the cabinet, could initiate programs for the well-being of the people. Since then, the country has been managed by both the civilians and the military rulers, but still facing a lot of problems like unemployment, diseases, poverty, chieftaincy disputes, illiteracy, among others. After becoming the first sub-Saharan African country to gain independence on March 6, 1957, Ghana's political freedom inspired the liberation of many other African countries from colonial governance. On this historic day, July 1, 1960, 3 years after gaining political independence, Ghana totally weaned itself from British colonial rule. Prime Minister Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was then sworn into office as the first president of the country after leading the Convention People's Party to win the general election. As it has been the same person who had led the independence struggle from 1950 to 1957, his progression from prime minister as he was till 1960 to that of a president was warmly welcomed by most citizens. Since independence in 1957, Ghana has experienced 6 years of one-party system, 21 years of military dictatorship, and 29 years of multi-party system. The first republic, which came into being in 1960, was overthrown in a military coup in 1966 as the National Liberation Council junta held power until 1969 when it restored civilian rule with Dr. Kofi Abrefabuzia. But the Second Republic survived for only 3 years as the military overthrew Buzia's government in 1972 and held sway until 1979 when it restored civilian rule. After leading the People's National Party to win the 1979 general election, Dr. Hilary Mann became the president of the Republic of Ghana under the Third Republic, but his administration was truncated on December 31, 1981 by junior officers of the military in what became the shortest civilian regime in the country's history. Vice Lieutenant Jerry Rawlings led the Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC, to rule the country for 11 years. Currently, we are in the Fourth Republic, which began in 1992. On this occasion, the over 25 million Ghanaians are expected to reflect on the checkered political strides the nation has made from a one-party state at the beginning of the First Republic in 1960 to its current democratic status, and also to honor senior citizens. It is expected that senior citizens and pensioners by invitation walk confidently to the State House in Accra to dine and wine with one another of their age among the top political personnel of the political leadership of the day. As part of the celebration, Radio Ghana will be hosting some of its past broadcasters.
And that was a write-up on today's Republic Day anniversary.